Hi, I'm Virginia Lajewski with the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, and I'm going to be talking today about an ongoing project we're working on, looking at hepatitis B and C virus infection and cancer diagnosis in Massachusetts. The goal of this ongoing project is to investigate epidemiologic trends and demographic characteristics among individuals with reported hepatitis infection and cancer diagnoses in Massachusetts between 2002 and 2012, and to compare these people to the general Massachusetts population. Hepatitis has been reportable to the MDPH since 1992, and between 2002 and 2012, there were over 94,000 hepatitis C infections and over 28,000 hepatitis B infections reported. During the same time period, there were over 430,000 cancer diagnoses reported to the Massachusetts Cancer Registry. In this analysis, hepatitis C and B infections were matched to the MCR using Link Plus matching software. The analysis was restricted to people 35 years or older, and only the first cancer diagnosis per person was used. The 2007 Massachusetts population was used as a comparison group. Race and ethnicity for the people with hepatitis and cancer was taken from the MCR, and in the hepatitis data, the distribution of known race or ethnicity in the MDPH surveillance system was applied to those with unknown or missing race. Please note in these figures that the scales are different. The number of people reported to the MCR with non-liver cancer remained relatively constant over the study period, while the number of people with liver cancer increased steadily from 2002 to 2012, with approximately 4,000 to over 600 people reported. The number of people with newly reported hepatitis C infection decreased until 2004 and then began to level off, though we still have a high number of infections reported annually. The number of people with newly reported hepatitis B infection decreased from 2002 to 2006 and remained relatively constant from 2007 through 2012. Between 2002 and 2012, people with hepatitis C infection had 13 times the risk of liver cancer than did people without hepatitis C infection. And people with reported hepatitis B infection had 15 times the risk of liver cancer than did people without hepatitis B. During the study period, Asians with hepatitis C infection were 1.69 times as likely to have liver cancer than were non-Hispanic whites. Hispanics with hepatitis C infection had 1.45 times the risk of liver cancer compared to non-Hispanic whites. And there were no differences between non-Hispanic blacks and non-Hispanic whites observed. During the study period, males with hepatitis C infection had 2.52 times, were 2.52 times as likely to have liver cancer than were females. The distribution of gender among everyone in the MCR in all Massachusetts, so those first two bars, were similar, with approximately 50% male and 50% female. Approximately 65% of all hepatitis C cases were male, so that would be our third bar. 80% of people reported with hepatitis C and liver cancer were male, and approximately 65% of people with hepatitis C and non-liver cancer were male, which is similar to the distribution among the entire hepatitis C population. The population of all cancer in all of Massachusetts were similar, with between 85 and 90% of the population being white non-Hispanic. The total hepatitis C population and the hepatitis C with liver cancer populations were also similar, with between 10 to 12% of people being Hispanic, which is those purple bars, and approximately 10% being non-Hispanic black, which is the red bars. This contrasts with the total MCR and total Massachusetts population, which had less than 5% being from either group. During the study period, Asians with hepatitis B infection were 2.46 times as likely to have liver cancer than were white non-Hispanic with hepatitis B, and Hispanics had 1.25 times the risk compared to non-Hispanics, or white non-Hispanics. No differences between non-Hispanic black and non-Hispanic whites were observed. During the study period, males with hepatitis B infection were 2.7 times as likely to have liver cancer than were females with hepatitis B infection. The distribution of gender among the MCR in all Massachusetts were similar, with again approximately 50% male and 50% female. The all hepatitis B group was similar to the hepatitis B with non-liver cancer group, with between 60 and 65% being male. The most striking group are those with hepatitis B and liver cancer, so that's our fourth bar, with approximately 85% of those people being male. The population of all cancer and the Massachusetts population were similar, with between 85 and 90% of the population being white, non-Hispanic. And the total hepatitis B and the hepatitis B with liver and non-liver cancer populations, the percentage of people reporting an Asian race, so the green bars, increased dramatically. 40% of the people in the total hepatitis B population and about 50% of the hepatitis B and liver cancer populations were Asian. Asian race ethnicity only represents about 5% of the total Massachusetts population. In conclusion, there are substantial gender and racial disparities that need further exploration. Our next step include exploring these disparities, looking at the younger age group, so people less than 35, and exploring in more detail the people with hepatitis and non-liver cancer, because current research has shown that hepatitis has been related to all cancers. I want to thank the following people for their help, and thank you.